This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump doubled down on his claims Tuesday that hydroxychloroquine is an effective treatment for COVID-19. He spoke to the press Tuesday afternoon before ending questioning abruptly when pressed on the credentials of one of the doctors he said support its use. The president had backed off of his dogged support of the drug in recent days until Monday night when he issued more than a dozen tweets defending its use. Meanwhile, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, rejected President Trump's renewed claims after a controversial tweet suggested the doctor has misled the public about the drug. Mr. Trump retweeted a post by former aide Steve Bannon that alleged Fauci has misled the American public on many issues. This is a direct quote, has misled the American public on many issues, but in particular on dismissing hydroxychloroquine. That's the end of the quote. Fauci responded by saying, I have not been misleading the American public under any circumstances. Another Trump tweet featured a woman who said in a video she was a Houston, Texas physician standing outside what seemed to be the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington promoting the use of the drug and discouraging the wearing of protective face masks. Twitter subsequently flagged the post, and a company spokesman confirmed the tweet, which has been removed from Mr. Trump's feed, violated its COVID-19 misinformation policy. At this earlier today, U.S. Attorney General William Barr testified before Congress that ongoing protests in the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere have turned into riots divorced from legitimate calls for reform of police treatment of minorities in the United States. Barr called the late May death of George Floyd in police custody a horrible event that sparked a necessary conversation, but said ongoing protests in Portland have become disconnected from his death. VOA News. Thursday marks the sixth month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not. He was referring to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities. Ghebreyesus said the pandemic is under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, and South Korea, because those countries strictly follow WHO advice. The United Nations warned on Tuesday that its humanitarian operation in Yemen is vastly underfunded and on the verge of collapse as COVID-19 ramps up and millions of people face extreme hunger in a matter of weeks. Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told the UN Security Council, this is a quote, without more funding, we should all expect large increases in hunger, malnutrition, cholera, COVID-19, and above all, death. He added, we should expect many more people to die. The UN says war-torn Yemen is undergoing the world's worst humanitarian crisis, and $3.2 billion is required for the response this year. At a pledge conference in June, donors promised only $1.35 billion of the $2.4 billion required for the most essential needs. That leaves the Yemen effort with a shortfall of more than $1 billion. The U.S. Agriculture Department issued a warning on Monday urging all citizens who received unsolicited packages of seeds to turn the specimens over to the government for testing. Mysterious packages allegedly originated from China and have appeared in mailboxes nationwide, prompting inquiries at both the state and the federal level. Local news outlets in Kentucky, New York, Idaho, and Georgia have reported on the mysterious seeds, though the exact number of packets delivered is unknown. Relations between China and the United States have rapidly deteriorated over the spring and summer months. The two economic powers are currently engaged in inflammatory disputes over the coronavirus, militancy in the South China Sea, Hong Kong, and TikTok, a short video streaming service. The USDA has refrained from blaming the Chinese government for the seeds, instead classifying them as a brushing scam in which people receive unsolicited items from a seller who then posts false consumer reviews to boost sales. At least two states have defined the phenomenon as agricultural smuggling. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.